Many WFYI listeners may recognize the voice of Joe Hatcher. He has been part of the station for more than 30 years. This week, we wish him well on his very much deserved retirement. WFYI's Taylor Bennett and Joe Hatcher shared a conversation to look back on his career and love for public radio.
We are speaking with Joe Hatcher, who is a voice that many listeners might recognize. You have been a staple here at WFYI for a very, very long time, many years. And you're going to be retiring. You're leaving us.
Yes, I am. And first of all, I'd like to say it's very strange for me to be sitting on this side where you usually sit and you sitting over there where I usually sit.
Right. It is a little odd.
It's a little odd. Uh-huh. So if I'm a little off my game, that may be it.
No, you're fine. Well, tell us a little bit about your time here and how long have you been here?
Well, actually, it's a little known thing, even around the building here, that when I first came to work here, Meredith Granger hired me in like 1988. And I worked for him for about a year. And then my employer transferred me to another city. And I left and I came back about a year later. And I came back to see it to the station, just to drop in and see some old friends. You know, Jay Zahowski was here as the operations manager. Of course, you know, nothing but the blues. And Doug Dillon, who'd been the morning classical announcer, was then the station manager when I came back. And I was sitting there talking to Jay at the old building down at like 1401 North Meridian. And Doug saw me and said, "Hey, are you back?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "You want a job?" No, I think he said, "Come see me in my office." You know, he asked if I wanted a job, come and see me in my office. And after I finished talking with Doug, I walked down, or with Jay, I walked down to Doug, and he said, "Would you like to go back to the old shift you were working, which was like Friday and Saturday nights?" And I said, "No, I'd rather work Saturday morning, because Car Talk was on Saturday morning, and I like Scott Simon Weekend Edition." And I said, "I'm going to be listening anyway, so I might as well work that time." And I thought I would just be doing it for 3 or 4 years, and then I would move on to something else. And
sure,
now here I am, almost 29 years from that date, saying I'm going to really retire this time.
Uh-huh. And you really are?
I really am.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I left the Air Force in 1995, retired, and then worked in advertising, public relations, communications field, along with broadcasting here at WFYI. This has always been a part-time job. And then I retired from all those other jobs. And this one, radio, was my first love. I started in college at a public radio station, WVWC-FM, first public radio station in West Virginia. It was at my college, West Virginia Wesleyan College, hence WVWC. Mm-hmm. And I really just fell in love with public broadcasting. I think, all things considered, I've been on the air maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And now, you know, we're here with, you know, 2 hours of All Things Considered, and we've got Morning Edition, which didn't exist at the time, and all the wonderful programming that everybody really loves. And it's just been radio is my first love, and I still love it, but I'm just going to be loving it now as a member, and like so many other people out there.
Right. I imagine that you have probably seen, you talked about the programs that, you know, just started, but you've seen a lot of changes here at the station and just in radio in general. I know that I have over my 30-some years in radio.
Yeah, well, all the technology, like everything, has changed completely. We were joking beforehand that the only thing that really hasn't changed is the microphone and the headphones, but all the other equipment that we use, the boards have gone from, you know, when I first started, they were round rheostats and switches, and now we've got sliders and buttons, and it was analog, and now it's digital, and so it's that's changed completely, but the medium itself has stayed the same. It's one person talking to one person out there. It's that communication, pretty intimate, and just as you know, a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Any memory that stands out?
Well, you know, I think one thing that I've been thinking on this week is we've been listening to the impeachment inquiry. My first time that I was paid to be a full-time announcer was during the Watergate hearings, and I sat and played those hearings at WVWC way back when, and now here we are toward the end of my career, and I'm kind of wrapping up on just kind of interesting how the cycles play out and how everything works in the world. And public radio has given me a nice bird's eye view of things that have happened. And you know, One thing that has always been there is the listeners, and the listeners who take the time to send some money. Back in the old days, literally they would mail you a check in the mail, and now of course you can donate online and everything. But it's been that listener support that's made the difference in public broadcasting. It started off pretty small and kind of shaky, you know, and now there are a lot of folks who say they don't know what they would do without it. I'm one of those folks. You know, I've been a member for a long time, and I'll continue to be a member because even though the technology may have changed a little bit, that mission hasn't. You know, keeping people informed and telling stories, and that's just very a precious thing, and I'm so grateful to all the people who have supported us.
Well, we're very grateful for you. We appreciate you. I appreciate you, and good luck in your retirement.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. I'll miss you.
Miss you, too.
Good luck, Joe Hatcher, and from everyone here at WFYI, congratulations.